In early 2016, the Cat Musket Fellowship announced Brisbane-based author Bree Lee from the magazine Hot Chicks with Big Brains as the inaugural fellow. Back in April 2016, Triple Z interviewed Bree. Here she is explaining the fellowship.
The Cat Musket Fellowship is a writing and or editing fellowship, and it was set up in memory of Cat Musket. Cat passed away, it was 2 years ago now, and together the Musket family and Express Media came together to set up the fellowship in her memory. Cat was a wonderful writer and editor, so it's just a nice way of remembering her and also thinking about this idea of the word defiance, which Cat spoke about a lot.
Recently, the 2017 fellow was announced as Melbourne-based author Fury. As Bree's tenure ends, 4ZZZ caught up with her at House Conspiracy in West End to see how her project has progressed with the fellowship's support during the last 12 months.
I applied with an idea for my first book. I wanted some support, mainly in the form of mentors, to finish my first full-length manuscript. That piece of writing is called Eggshell Skull, and it is a memoir about sexism in the justice system and the legal industry. Part of the fellowship application process is speaking about how you respond to the theme of defiance and, you know, why your work is feminist. Eggshell Skull, hopefully, is both of those things. The other thing I do is that I'm the founding editor of the feminist magazine and community Hot Chicks with Big Brains, and we are currently open for submissions. Submissions for issue 3, the first submission we got was from this incredible writer who has autism, and she described the genre that she writes in as being memoir, but that she's basically bending the genre to make it almost like poetry because she's writing in the same like speed and way that her mind works. That submission came in and I got goosebumps now, because to know that within 3 issues I've established that our magazine is somewhere where their stories are being heard and facilitated, that's all I could ever hope for.
Could you briefly outline your project for us?
So I got the fellowship in, I think it would have been February of 2016, and I got paired with 2 mentors, one a more sort of structural and formal mentor, and that was Liam Pieper, who is an incredible writer, and one that was more informal and just about support and having a person to touch base with here in Brisbane, and that was Chrissy Neen, who's obviously, yes, also an incredible writer. There's a connection that has, I would like to think, now being firmly established between me and Liam, and also me and Chrissy. I admire them so much, and I hope and trust that both of them know exactly the mountains of gratitude I have for them, and that if I ever was in a pickle or just sort of didn't know what direction to take next or really struggling with a particular chapter, even though my fellowship is finished, they would still be the first people that spring to mind to reach out to. With both of their help, I got a project outline and signed with an agent and met with, I think it ended up being about a dozen different publishers, and got quite a few different offers for the manuscript. And then in August of last year, I signed with Allen & Unwin. So now I have my book deal for Eggshell Skull, which still feels totally surreal.
That's fantastic. That is so wonderful to hear. What is the current Cat Musket Fellow in for this year?
Well, the current Cat Musket Fellow is an incredible writer called Fury. For me, I struggled a little bit with wanting to celebrate the fact that getting a fellowship like this is an achievement, and really not knowing how to balance that with the massive amount of responsibility and a kind of, I don't know, I don't want to use the word somber, but like an appropriate remembering of why the fellowship was established. One thing that's important to note is that I had never met Kat. I met with the Musket family. I got to meet a lot of Kat's friends, and I feel like last year was also a bit of a journey for me in getting to know Kat through the people who love her. Whereas my understanding is that Fury already knew Kat and is much more in the Melbourne scene already, which obviously I was not a part of. Fury might have a much better idea of how to grapple with those opposing feelings that you have when you get the fellowship.
Did you feel in some of those times maybe that being outside of that sphere did help?
Yes, As soon as you mentioned that, absolutely. I think that I know all I can really say to that, I suppose, is that I felt more responsibility when I was in Melbourne compared to when I was just back here in Brisbane, plugging away, doing my thing. And that was a combination of things. I think it was also because when I went to Melbourne, I would always check in with the director of the fellowship and the Express Media team. And I also met with the Musket family twice. Oh, I'm so grateful for those occasions. They were really wonderful, and the Musket family is incredible. They were also, of course, very, very sad. And the time when I felt the most responsibility was, of course, when I was sitting with Kat's mother and father. And so I do, for example, really strongly remember feeling a sense of relief when I got my book deal, because the next time I met with the Musket family, I was able to say, this is what I did. Thank you. Without this fellowship, I wouldn't have been able to do this. And I felt really grateful that I had this kind of huge external source of validation that I could present in my hands and show them that I was the right recipient, or that I had not taken this honor and responsibility lightly.
That was Bree Lee, author extraordinaire. For more information about Hot Chicks with Big Brains, go to hotchickswithbigbrains.com. That's all one word. And for any young female identifying or non-binary writers and editors interested in the Kat Musket Fellowship for 2018, go to expressmedia.org.au and click through their programs links. If you need to speak with anyone about anything at any time, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or online at lifeline.org.au. You're listening to 4ZZZ Brisbane.